Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of War Room Live is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. AlexJonesLive.com is the URL, the headquarters, the homepage of Liberty and Americana. AlexJonesLive.com, Rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. I want to just cover some breaking news and some sort of independent news stories. Apparently, there have been two earthquakes in Tehran reported about an hour ago. And most people I see online commenting on this have a different interpretation than I do. A lot of people are saying sounds like a nuclear test. Sounds like Tehran just did back-to-back nuclear tests, and that would be very convenient, I think, for the powers that be to convince people that there are nuclear tests happening under Tehran. My first instinct was, oh, this was a show of force against China before Trump arrived. This was an unveiling of one of the many weapon systems that Trump has hinted at in the recent past. So is that true? I don't know. All we know is that there have been two earthquakes, one a 4.6 earthquake and another one around the same size under Tehran, you know, in Tehran in the last few hours. And I, you know, it's like Trump has made these statements before where he's like, the weapon system, you have no idea what the weapon systems we're capable of unleashing. We barely even scratched the surface. Almost like a skit or something where it's like, yeah, you mean the earthquake gun? He's like, well, maybe, but no, there's a, what, like the rods of from God, the non-nuclear satellite-mounted titanium rods that have the effect of a nuclear weapon but don't have the fallout, the neutrino bomb. Like, well, which one are you talking about? Like, it's just funny to me when they're like, you have no idea what weapon systems we're capable of. And it's just like, oh, really? We're not. we're not aware of these things. We haven't been talking about them for years. It's not that big of a surprise. So I don't think it's, you know, again, maybe all of this is coincidence. Maybe everything in the world is always a coincidence and there's no rhyme and reason to anything. Or maybe, just maybe, Donald Trump is going to China and wants to tell China, we just made the earthquake in Tehran. Now do you want to negotiate? So I don't know. Could be either one of those. Now, yesterday, when talking about illegal immigration, the migrant crisis, particularly places like Ireland and Japan, I made a very simple call to violence. I made a very simple statement, undeniably true, that they're not listening, that the government doesn't care, that it's going to impose this stuff on you whether you like it or not. And they're going to use violence to impose this stuff. Therefore, you have a natural right from God to defend yourself with appropriate violence. It's just the way the world works, okay? Just because, you know, somebody's hitting you in the face, like, you get to hit them in the face. That's just how it works. So if they want to send cops with billy clubs to bash in the face of the Dutch people that live there so they can import, you know, tons of people, I think they can expect violence in return. So what we're seeing here is exactly what I was talking about, not violence against the migrants or even against the police, but rather the destruction of the asylum center. Dutch protesters have just set fire to a new asylum center in Loosdrecht and are blocking firefighters from reaching the area. Well, good. Well, good. And hey, the good news is there were no migrants in there, so it's not even really a migrant center. It's not even really an asylum center. This is what you might call a migration abortion, okay? It's just a clump of buildings right now, so don't worry about it. It's not a hate crime. It's not even really a crime. It's just sort of a, well, what do they call it? Women's health care. This was like a, you know, architectural care. They gave extra hot architectural care to that building. And I think as long as you define it that way, then your violence doesn't really matter. So there you go. There you go. I think that's what's necessary. I think that's what you need to do. I think now, at least for the moment, they'll have to try to come up with a different place to put these people or a different thing to do. And my suggestion would be whatever new asylum center they establish, burn that one down too. I think you should burn all of them. I do. I really do. I think that's actually the least violent thing you could respond, you know, the least violent way you could respond. And I think it's not just justified, kind of necessary, an obligation. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Europe, we'll cover some Europe news here. Keir Starmer is in free fall with nearly 80 Labour MPs demanding that he quits. He's cruising along regardless. Sir Keir Starmer is fighting for his political life ahead of a showdown cabinet meeting today. At least three top ministers are understood to have joined the growing mutiny, which has seen dozens of MPs turn on him after Labour lost nearly 1,500 seats at the local elections last week. Now, I want to go to clip number three here. This is from LBC in Britain. It's a little compilation and a reminder of the political chaos that has rocked Britain over the last decade or so. Let's watch.
British people have voted to leave the European Union, and their will must be respected.
We have the strong and stable leadership we need to see us through Brexit and beyond.
The doubters, the doomsters, the gloomsters, they are going to get it wrong again.
I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
Earlier today, I spoke with His Majesty the King to request the dissolution of Parliament.
Restore service and respect to politics. End the era of noisy performance. Tread more lightly on your lives.
How are we doing this again? Why is this country descending into a madness, an amateur decade of political instability? What has happened to mean that Westminster has gravitated to the anarchic? What is the unifying theory of political mayhem? How are we about to embark on the potentially the seventh Prime Minister in a decade? Why are we in this period of what seems to be unstoppable, unbreakable political mayhem? What's happened?
I think I have an answer. I think I can actually explain it. You're ruled by people who despise you. That's why your politics in the UK is in mayhem, because the people in power despise the citizenry, don't care what they have to say, and are constantly and almost exclusively doing things to hurt and damage the well-being of the native British. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit conflicting when you're supposedly a democracy, when you supposedly have electoral politics that dictate who's in charge in your country, and yet everything that the people want gets ignored and everything that the establishment demands gets implemented. You're going to have some problems there. You're going to have some crises or some issues arise because your government's not fit for purpose, because you're engaged in a constant struggle to impose things on an unwilling populace and then punish that populace for disagreeing or showing outrage. See, you did Brexit. That was a little chaotic, but it did win in the end, and then it never actually happened. So what you have is over half the country who participated in the plebiscite not getting what they want, desperately looking for anybody that will at least pretend or try or put across the image that they're in, you know, making the attempt to serve the British people. But they won't let you. But that's against the designs of the establishment and the powers that be. So they have to constantly hoodwink you and trick you and betray you and sell you out. So you're obviously going to have political instability in that case. See, if instead you had a government that represented the will of the people, was in line with and, you know, in accordance with the will of the people, then it would go incredibly smoothly. If they cared about the just physical well-being of the people and acted on their own volition, with or without the approval of the people, to improve the lives of the people, then you likewise wouldn't have all the chaos and misery and anger and the marches and the protests and the, you know, violence. None of that would exist because your government wouldn't be actively destroying your nation. So I think that explains it. And to me, the inexplicable thing is that they have a king. They have a royal family. They have a living embodiment of the British people in a monarch and a head of state. And you would expect at least that person to not sell out their people, the people for whom they are an avatar. But they've completely betrayed the British people and seem to hate the British people for not being willing to allow themselves to be utterly and completely destroyed. So I think Jeremy Clarkson should seize the crown. I think the solution in the UK is to get a bunch of young men to gather around Jeremy Clarkson and then just lay siege to Buckingham Palace and literally take the crown unto yourself. Because clearly the king has abdicated any legitimate authority as the king, since under his kingship, he's watching as his own people are being viciously eradicated in their own nations. So I say take him out. I say this is amazing. It's like, as much as I dislike the very concept, I'm too American to ever co-sign the idea of royalty or royal blood, but I do understand the convenience in that you just have one guy that's in charge, and if that guy doesn't do a good job, you just get rid of that one guy and put another guy in charge, and then he's the one in charge. It's like actually really convenient and kind of easy problem to fix. Because as much as they want to pretend that the king and the royal family has no power, they have not given up any power. It's one of the great illusions of the modern world, is that everybody treats the royal family like a tourist trap, but they've never done anything to tangibly lower their power ever. Like, not since like the 1600s, not since like, you know, Oliver Cromwell. It's not like the late queen, you know, gave up her powers. She just sort of receded into the background, retaining all of the authority she ever had. And UK is kind of a weird place where you'll read an article and it will be about the back and forth, this and that. And liberals want this and these people want this. And part